This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Friday. We've got a bunch of vital news coming up about genetic engineering and how deadly it is, but the media is telling you how good it is. Radiation of school children's meat, they say it's wonderful. DU is not bad for the fruits either. Agent Orange is good for you, too. And I have a Times of London article I didn't get to last week where they apologize and admit that the California eugenics model was actually used by Adolf Hitler. They consulted with him. But this is the loving liberals that want to run your life. Again, the neocon liberal, whatever you want to call them, government pimps, evil control freaks breeding you like cattle. That's all coming up. More on the British doctor scientist who was high level in the Ministry of Defense, exposed the cover-ups by Blair, the false evidence of weapons of mass destruction. He ended up dead last night after being threatened and being, quote, mistreated, the BBC said, because he was one of the leakers. He's leaking, but in other ways. Of course, the government won't say how he died. I'm sure the family will be told to shut up. It'll never come out how he died, or maybe it will. I don't know. We got loaded phones. We're about to go to Jim and Ron and Dan and Rob and a bunch of other people, or David, excuse me. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings from Cowtown, Alex.
Oh, you're up in Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Hey, listen, Alex, we respect your opinion, and I need one from you on some information I found at a website a couple of days ago. It's Stanley2002.org. Are you familiar with Rick Stanley, his Mutual Defense Pact militia? Did you know he's issued a preliminary militia alert? And last but not least, don't we have an obligation to protect our like-minded friends?
I don't know of this Stanley individual. Is he in Texas?
He's in Denver.
I've heard that name somewhere. Is he the guy that went to the Capitol arm and got arrested?
That's it.
He was making the point that we don't have a Second Amendment. He just said to the news, I'm going to go with a gun holstered, I have this right, and you watch, I'm going to get arrested, and he did. And then the FBI said in that case, quote, the Constitution can't be argued. That was one of the deals. And I don't know what he's calling for. I need to get him on the show, but I'll tell you this. The government uses things like this to make us all look rabid and wild-eyed. I'm not saying he is. And I have to tell you, I don't know if he's saying he has a militia, but the problem is good people go join the militia. Every man who's of age, you know, what is it, 18 to 50-something, is in the militia. The Swiss have theirs and haven't demonized it, and they have the lowest crime rate in the world, period. I'm not against the militia. The problem is that, you know, if you swung a stick in the dark at a militia meeting, you'd hit 10 FBI agents, and they're there provocateuring. They will call for violence. It's like Dr. Charles T. Sell up in St. Louis. He was an Army doctor they called in to do the medical records of the Davidians. Beforehand, he said the feds killed him. Suddenly they go, he's crazy. They grab him, force drug him for 6 years, most of it in solitary confinement. And their excuse was he went to a shooting range with an FBI agent and said some threats. They never charged him for that, but it's what they do. So I'm just warning people, be careful. That's why I disavow violence in an offensive manner. I say I'll defend my family, but I don't wish any harm against any of these petty bureaucrats. I want to wake them up, and I want to expose them as criminals if we can't do that. And I want to educate the general population, because if people go off into some violent modes, the government's just going to point and go, oh, look, they're terrorists, we got to take your guns. The government has to blow up its own buildings to try to make us look bad. So, they get power out of this at this point. We're still in the educational phase. You got any comments to that?
You're exactly right. All I can say is I'd suggest checking out his website, Stanley2002.org. There's a ton of good information there, and I think he's got some good ideas, just trying to decide what to do with it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. And I would advise people, I mean, anybody that smiles at you when you're having a beer and talks about violence, they're a dirty fed.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The British doctor, the scientist who was high level in the British government and who blew the whistle on Tony Blair manufacturing evidence and lying, turned up dead last night. They found him today. They're already billing it. They won't say how he died. Won't anybody see the body or get near it. The BBC has the headline, David Kelly Tragedy. He just never came home from work. He disappeared. He had been threatened by the government and was, quote, being mistreated, blowing the whistle, and they were threatening him. You could be violating national security, you know, exposing our lies, and so he ends up dead. And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And then Tony Blair, there in our Congress yesterday, saying, New World Order, New World Order, New World Order, New World Order. You know, somebody else has said New World Order there in 4 State of the Union addresses. And I got him on tape saying he's called George Herbert Walker, Blue Blood, Skull and Bones, Kenny Buckport, Maine, phony Texan CIA director, UN ambassador, first ambassador to China, only family allowed to get contracts with Kissinger and others through China. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go back to the calls. A lot of callers, a lot of news coming up. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Talk about a Big Brother system. In New York, we have, and it's commonly known, a very well-developed subway system. It moves 2 to 3 million people per day, okay? You no longer can use cash or purchase a metal, simple metal token to get into that system now. Everybody is forced to purchase what they call a Metro card, which essentially is a credit card for the purchase of traveling in that system. Well, every time you purchase one of those cards, each card has its own individual serialized number. When you purchase the card, your photograph is taken, and the serialized number
is... Yeah, of course, and when you swipe it, it tells them where you drive and where you go and what you do.
Well, what it tells you, what it tells them at this point is where you have entered that subway system, what station you have entered, time and day, and if they really want to find out...
I read about this, but all the digital photo, they already have the cameras, and they admit, DARPA admits 2 weeks ago, this is the Pentagon, all the cameras being hooked into face scanning software as a, quote, military control grid over the U.S., and now when you go to Target or any of these places, they're making it where even when the clerk swipes it, the machine keeps your card.
Right, and in this case, they can actually track. Could you imagine a computer required? If they wanted to single you out, they could actually track based on
now in England, they're going to use 3 million cameras with behavioral scanners. If you have tension in your shoulders, you may be a terrorist. And the 5 airports have put brain scanners in. This is CBS News, folks. That scan the brain waves. I mean, it's total insanity.
It is insane. Most people are ignorant of this fact, you know, here in the city of New York. As I said, 2 to 3 million people use that system per day. They got you photographed with the serialized card number, so when you swipe and go in the system, if they really want to find out, you know.
And by the way, the New York Post reported yesterday, we had the family on. She's got a 3.8 plus. 15, graduating with her bachelor's from college, and the father said that CPS is threatening to take her from the family. They say it is abusive, she must go to public school, and they're not going to let her have her college diploma. They're blocking that, and they're talking about indictments.
Well,
so your border's wide open, the police have been ordered to squeeze the people, they're scanning your faces, foreign troops are being brought in, and 15-year-old girls may be taken from their family. Doesn't that sound like freedom to you?
Oh, yeah, real freedom. And as a matter of fact, right now, the city of New York is conducting a minor experiment. Well, I shouldn't say minor. It is putting microchips in the employee identification cards of at least its police officers, which are close to 30,000 or 40,000 in number, and maybe even some of the other civil agencies. And my feeling is, if that thing works out...
major states like New Jersey are already doing it, and they've admitted that they're going to make you bank and live... off your card. You'll have to swipe that with the credit card for security, and it's already begun. I was in Office Max, and I do use a card for business stuff, and I'm going to quit doing it. I was buying two $35 file cabinets and some toner cartridges, and I come up to the counter, and there's this kid behind the counter, and he gets the card, and he says, you know, Alex Jones, Magnolia Management. He goes, what's Magnolia Management? I go, just some name, sole proprietorship. Came up with it because, you know, we got magnolia trees around my grandma's house. My dad had the idea, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. And he goes, well, what is it? And I said, well, my business. And he goes, I need to know what this is. And he asked three times. And I said, well, I'm Alex Jones. I have a radio show.
And you have a business, and that's the name of your company, Magnolia Management. What further does it require?
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't even need to know that. It's my name on the card. And so he goes... I'm going to have to call this in. He walks over. When he comes back and is real rude and throws it down, I go, this is not a third world country. I know this is a police state. I'm sick of it. I want your manager. And I go, this is Gestapo tactics. And then some lady behind me at the counter goes, that's insulting. And I go, no, you being trained to do this is insulting. The manager comes out and he goes, oh, Alex Jones. And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, I'm a fan. I'm sorry. We just have to do this now.
But Alex, do what? There's nothing more to be explained.
It's all about questioning.
It's a business
it's
name,
all
period.
About,
I shouldn't be shopping in Office Max. Remember, they're the ones that said that they would, quote, watch what you print and copy and wouldn't allow anti-war stuff to be at their own copy centers. Remember that?
Well, it was Office Max. I heard that, but I wasn't sure what
that was. Office
that
Max,
was.
Yeah.
Office Max.
But I forget this. You know, Target pays for face scanning cameras in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they're based, AP, last week. Walmart with the Defense Department and Target and a secret microchip plan, source AP, Office Max spying on you, Kinko's, it's everywhere.
Keep in mind with those chips, not only could they tell your purchases, but listen, if they really wanted to, right, with global positioning, they could actually track you moving in live time. If you're moving down Broadway...
Sir, the RFIDs already do that, and I have reports on it today. Thanks for the call.
And, Alex, one last thing. Alex.
Yes.
Was it Patrick Henry that said, give me a microchip or give me death? Isn't that what they were
all
about?
He said, give me security or give me death. He said, give me police in black ski mask ordering me around or give me death.
That's what I thought he said.
He said, give me welfare or give me death. He said, exactly. He said, standing up was wrong. Thanks for the call.
Right.
He was an extremist terrorist, and I'm glad I have FEMA on tape saying it. I do. I have FEMA on tape saying the Founding Fathers are evil, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. I have them saying all Christians are enemies of the government. I have this under official Bush administration training, okay? And he's so Christian. See, they're going to pay off your Baptist churches. The big Baptist church in Austin has anti-gun days, UN days now. I mean, it's just... I love Jesus, they say. I worship the UN. Jesus loved the UN. I mean, it's blasphemous. This is the new America, folks. Mindless socialist control freaks that are so brain dead, they're the conservatives. And they tell real freedom lovers, real Christians, real conservatives, that we're bad. I mean, you are pathetic, mindless jellyfish out there. You need to wake up, neocons, and you too, you stupid liberals. I'm really tired of all you. You're like, hey, don't be so mean. Well, look, it's like your house is on fire, and I'm trying to wake you up from a deep sleep. I may have to, you know, throw some water on you or slap you. Wake up, people! Read history. It's happening again with a high-tech overlay. All right, David in Illinois, and then... Dan and Rob and Frank and everybody else. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing?
Hey, I caught your interview with Ann Coulter the other night on shortwave.
Yeah, so if you really listen to her, well, gun control, you know, Bush has got to do it, and UNESCO, he's got to do it, and I was bad. She got more mad at me than she does at the liberal, because the liberal's really her little buddy, wink, wink, see?
Well, the liberals don't argue... using pertinent facts, they engage in the party warfare distraction.
Emotional chicken wing flapping.
That's correct. And so what I want to do is encourage you to put that interview on your next video and maybe do a brief segment on how the media celebrities are participating in this party warfare distraction.
You know, I'm going to... Is that your word, your term?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to, I think one of our columnists for Prison Planet should write an article called Party Warfare Distraction. I think I'm co-opting that word now at this time. It's mine. But that is something, yeah, Party Warfare Distraction.
Well, it keeps the argument at a certain level, and it filters out a lot of the pertinent...
Did you hear my story last hour? David, where I was doing errands for like 3 hours yesterday, and I'd get back in the car, and I turned the car, and every time it was Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd flip channels, Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And, well, who cares? Yes, we know that a walking latrine is in the Senate. There are a bunch of evil people there. But it's we're good because we're against her.
That's right. And this keeps the argument centered on labels. Liberals versus conservatives. Nobody can define that. GOP versus...
Well, I mean, look at Tony Blair. He's the most socialistic creature known to be able to get policies through. Anti-gun, anti-sovereignty, enslaving cameras, secret arrest, speech crime. I mean, they have it there now. They arrested a big TV presenter for saying the word homosexual. That's not allowed now. All the articles say gay, gay, gay.
I don't think they can... do that in Canada either. I think it's called something like attacking identifiable groups or something like
that. Yeah, that's it. But my point is even, you know, a dictionary is illegal now there. And the point is, there are conservative websites. We all know who they are, folks. The ones that sell the Ronald Reagan caps. And they'll be promoting Tony Blair. I know another conservative site sells Tony Blair T-shirts. I mean... I'm speechless.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning this and the reason I called is because once I heard that interview and you really left her speechless, the only thing that she could do was start trying to debunk you by using things like black helicopters and throwing the nut label around. But if you could maybe construct you know, show that interview and then construct a small segment in your next film.
Show documents over. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, stay there, we'll talk about it. It is a good idea. It is a good idea. Mark, we haven't gotten rid of that interview yet, have we? We need to save that. It's very important.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a road map to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of The Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
We're back live. Tony Blair, the poster child, the mascot of the neocons. I mean, the guy's a communist, folks. The guy is so anti-Western civilization, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Western Europe. It's a joke. And, again, neocons love him. And this is a guy who loved Bill Clinton. See, It shows how phony it is. It's only on the surface. David Illinois was making some great points, and I was interrupting him, of course. That's my hallmark. But, yes, continuing with the Ann Coulter interview, people have actually said that, and I thought of it instinctively, great minds think alike with our native intelligence, that I'll probably take 10 minutes of that if I ever get it. I need to ask for a copy of it. Mark, will you burn me a copy of that and mail it to me? I'm so busy. Who knows? I'm just telling the folks around the show.
Well, one of the points that I'd certainly stress is that you were mentioning mainstream media sources on these stories, and she was unaware of those.
Well, she said, in my book, we expose that the Patriot Act doesn't take rights and how liberals lie. Now, that's a chapter of her book. I've got it right here.
And she had never read it.
And then I said, well, you know about this subsection? She goes, I never read it. I go, well, what about the Patriot Act? Never read it. And I said, well, would you like me to read a subsection? No. That's boring.
Well, and that's a tip-off right there. When
she sounded like a liberal. That's
yes,
what
did.
They sound like.
Well, they're all the same.
That's it.
And that's why there's no difference between the parties anymore, if there ever was in the first place. You know, I'm not sure that there ever was.
And think of her. That lady made like 20-something million off one book. Is making a buck. I mean, I don't care if people make money.
That's what happens to these system-coronated media celebrities, though. They do make a lot of money. As you were offered a million, I think. You turned it down. We'll see if you'd have gone with the plan. You'd have been a rich guy now.
Well, you know what? I don't want all the blood on my hands.
I know it, and I'm going to go here, but one more point. We've got these media standouts out there. They have been coronated by the system, and they're out there offering this distraction, keeping everybody focused on party, liberal, conservative, when nobody can really define what those things are. But you listen to Limbaugh and Hannity, and the problem is liberal. The problem is Democrat.
And they took the money, boy, didn't they?
They sure did.
They took $279 million for a 10-year contract, 9-year contract.
Right. So keep up the good work, Alex.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. And then all the little talk show hosts, the little neocon clones, you know, that are making like $15 an hour, so they get paid here locally. If they're lucky, they just regurgitate and beg and plead and just try to get that syndicated job and just try to break in so they can be with one of the big three or four networks and so they can do it. And they could care less. And these guys and gals aren't stupid, by the way. They know they're slitting America's throat. They know what they're doing. And all their little good old boy next door acts and, oh, thank you so much for the call and all that sweet act. The call irritates me. I'll let them know. I'm an irritable person. You know, I don't put on acts here. And it was so easy. That's what I'm proud of. They offered $1 million, and that was just starting in the first year, folks. They wanted me to be the big, aggressive, you know, shock jock slash, you know, new wave conservatism. And, I mean, there was the contract. It was so easy to say no. And the average person would kill their mother for $1 million. And I'm not even saying I'm that good of a person. I mean, I'm a person who's got a temper. I am somebody who does get envious, but not like other people I know. I mean, I got problems. I can be really mean. I'm an aggressive person. I have a lot of testosterone. But to take $1 million to sell people out, I mean, it does not compute. But see, that's how America used to be, folks. 95% of people were like that. Now it's 5% that aren't. That's how upside down things are. And, I mean, they told me, they said, what's wrong with the New World Order? I mean, I ought to tell that story in more detail sometime. Let's talk to Dan in Idaho. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. This is Dan in North Central Panhandle, Idaho.
All right. We'll probably have to hold you over, but go ahead.
Yeah, we thank you very much for your work, and thanks for having me on. You know, we've circulated your tapes up here in this part of the country, and I've shipped some to Portland and California to relatives. They're excellent, and we appreciate your work. What I've got is a request, Alex, and I would ask you to consider this. Would you report more on our own, what's happening to our own guys out here, guys that are awake? that are.
Oh, how they're shooting and killing patriots and taking your farms and ranches. And
like Scott Woodring, nobody's reporting on him. I picked it up on the intel report from Nancy Farnsey.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there and you can tell us about it. We've talked about it about 15 times.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa.
877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, this is Real Talk Radio. We talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family, not issues of little or no significance or mindless chicken fights, gladiatorial diversions between Tom Daschle and George Bush. Now, there is a huge stack of vital news. I'm going to blitz through here, so I'm only taking three more calls from Dan and Rob and Frank and maybe a few others. And I'm going to jump into news for the balance of the show. We got about 26 minutes left right now. I want to remind the listeners my websites are prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com, and Infowars.net. Please spread the word. Dan, up there in Idaho, you say talk about what's happening to us, the Patriots. I mean, I do, but I talk about what happens to a 15-year-old young woman who's graduating from college with honors.
Excellent.
And the CPS is trying to take her from her family. I talk about how the SWAT team goes in and kills some, you know, innocent patriot. There's so many crimes. They're doing it to everybody, though. And I'm attempting to wake everybody up. And, yes, I do talk about these issues, but you're welcome to talk about them again. Go ahead.
Well, I thank you, Alex, and I know you do, and that was a good piece on that young girl, and it's a good example of our federal learning institutions, if you will. Scott Woodring, and I'm just picking up bits and pieces. I don't have a computer. I had to call Jack McLean, my neighbor, the other day and get a little bit from him. But he was evidently a chaplain in the Michigan militia, and they falsely charged him with sexual charges and ultimately murdered him, burned his house down. And
yeah, what happened is that this was even in the paper, he told some young girls, you know, that, hey, you're dressed like whores, you shouldn't do that. And it's dangerous, too. You shouldn't let your, you know, 14-year-old girls go out there dressed like hookers, and that's what the style is. And then it's been in the news. They've gotten in trouble marketing, you know, lingerie to, you know, the 8-year-olds. It's been in the news. He says this, then they come and SWAT team him, and they kill him, and it's horrible. So this is the new America.
I understand yesterday was his funeral, and I would ask all the brothers to pray for him and his widow and children he left behind. But we've got they're picking us off out here in Idaho also.
Oh, man, they arrest you there for speech, according to the Associated Press.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to call black people names or Hispanics or whites or anybody else. We're all together in this fight against tyranny. But a black man in front of a whole football stadium attacked a news reporter and called her names and called the white man names. And when the white man called him a name back and the police admitted, they arrested him for calling him a racial epithet back. And you've got quite a – they know there's good people out there, so they're attacking you out there and they're grabbing your land. It's happening everywhere.
I know it is, Alex, and we're in sad shape, and I appreciate, again, the work you're doing. But I would, again, make that request. We've got a Pastor John Lewis out of Campbellsburg, Indiana, that has been working against the aborticide clinics. I only heard one piece he got on the Pastor Butch's program one evening, and nobody's reporting on the six or seven that have been charged with felony.
I got the pastor's number, and I dropped the ball and didn't get him on. I'm going to call Pastor Butch. I'm going to get him on. Yeah, they were protesting at the city park on public land, First Amendment, and they came up and beat people up and then charged them with assault. Now the cops are in trouble because the video shows no assault.
That's right. That's right. And we've got other things going on. You know, these health food places. We had one out here called Water Oz. Dave Hinkson's in prison down in Boise. for standing against the FDA and all the other agencies. They've sicked on him. We've got Larry Rogas that's up north in Wallace, Idaho, that'll be sentenced to several years in prison for teaching the Constitution and organizing an unincorporated posse. And
I'll tell you what happens, and I've read the documents years ago from Idaho, and it's Texas, everywhere else. Even small departments get a federal grant to bring in somebody who's really a Fed, generally for the sheriff's department or the city police. And his job is to go around and quote, find militias and slash terrorists or gun violators, and they'll go undercover. They'll go to a bar if they have to. There won't even be a militia in the town. This happened with the Viper Militia. It was a motorcycle gang. FBI goes in with informants and an agent, says, hey, I got all this money. Let's start selling guns, not just methamphetamine. They wanted to mix the word guns with meth. And this came out, by the way, in the federal hearings. And they like the name Vipers, why they picked it. So it would sound Viper Militia that mixed methamphetamine with guns. It's psychological warfare, mixing those words.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys never did anything, never said anything. And the FBI agent made a little bottle bomb. They blew it up outside. And the guys were like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know what? We're for America. We'll do that to the UN, whatever. And then they all just swarm, and then it's on the news. Massive terrorist group, Viper Militia, was planning to destroy everything. They were the most sinister brainiacs ever known. It's like the Fort Worth Star Telegram and also Texas Monthly, it's in the takeover, reported the FBI couldn't find a Klan group in all of Fort Worth. They had a good sheriff in there, by the way. So the FBI comes in, and they go, literally have their informants go to trailer parks. I'm not saying trailer parks are bad. That's where they recruited. And they found these two guys who were on welfare who were so drunk all the time, they didn't have money for food for their kids. And they gave them money, and they, same thing, did a little bottle bomb in the backyard, a little bit of black powder, had them drive around, talk about how they were going to, do all this stuff. And they talked for months. And then they give them whiskey, and talk about it and record them. The sheriff then got word that there was a plan to bomb the chemical plant. The sheriff busted him before the FBI could cook a bomb, roll it in there, and blow it up and blame it. And then right after that happened, there was this demonization thing. There's a new sheriff, and he's a big Christian, and he won't allow checkpoints, and he just says that the police don't need new squad cars, and he wants to cut the budget, and boy, he was out of there quick. Did you ever hear about that?
Yes, I did, and I've been following a lot of those things through the years.
So, they kicked sheriffs out that stopped blowing up chemical plants. I mean, it's...
They're evil.
But they're evil.
Have you heard Sheriff Mack running for governor of Utah?
Well, that is exciting. I was on his show a few weeks ago, and he made an allusion to it. I didn't really... Sheriff, how's old Sheriff Mack doing?
I don't get to communicate with him much. I listen to shortwave, and then we just recently got an FM station up, a pirate station here on the mountain. So we get a lot clearer.
I know he's on K-Talk, a commercial station. I've been on many times, but he's a great guy.
He is.
Tell him I said hi.
He ran for he was in this area a couple of years ago, and he ran for undersheriff, and we had a good man running for sheriff. Of course, they did a Ross Perot and torpedoed our guy. And they've got a puppet in there now for a county sheriff here in the county of Idaho, in the state of Idaho.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Rob in New York. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Alex. It's Wyoming, not New York. But
okay. Hey, pretty close.
Listen, I got nothing but admiration for you, man. So if you interrupt me, it's okay, hey, the guy that just called from Idaho, Dan, I thought he was going to mention this guy. He's to me, in my opinion, is really important to he's got a strategy for a gradual transition, a peaceful, orderly transition back to the law of the land, through attrition, basically. But this guy knows the law, and you never hear about him. You hear about Earl Schiff and all those guys, which, in my opinion, they're distractors. They're meant to mislead. The 16th Amendment, I agree, it probably was not ratified. However, you don't need to go that route. There's a better way.
But I understand what you're saying. But
let me tell you the guy's name first. Gary A. DeMott, and they've got him in prison in Mississippi, even though the first conviction was not executed because he got a jury trial instead of a trial by jury. Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, Rules 54A and B. They're talking about two different jurisdictions superimposed. I know you know all this, but your listeners may not. Superimposed on the same geographical location, right? You know, that have the trappings to make you think that, you know, it's like a football grid and a baseball diamond on the same field.
Well, for those that don't know, just so people can get a grasp of this, here in Austin, CBS News reported, got a clip of it in Police State 3, that when you go to jail, you are, quote, now guilty until proven innocent. They say that, and they say that, yes, if you're arrested for any reason, they ask you to sign a form that you agree that you are convicted of. If you're arrested for seatbelt, they make you sign a form, or try to make you sign a form, that says family violence, drug dealing, drunk driving. So, and that's not even a court. It's just sign the paper.
That all comes from the silent waiver presumption of contract. Or
yeah, it's the same thing when you sign the contract for the bank. Then you agree to let the IRS take your bank account without a problem.
So. But even if you never had a contract with a bank or anybody,
they still do it. They presume
they still
it.
Do it. And you have to. And Gary DeMott was prepared to do this. He's an old man. He's a great man. He caught their expert witness to the IRS on perjury for stating something she did not know to be true. He caught the agent, the jury, which was lied to. That's why it's a jury trial, not a trial by jury. It wasn't his peers or anything either, because none of them, they were all presumed legal fictions under the 14th Amendment. Didn't know it, of course. But they convicted him, of course, because they were lied to by the judge, Judge Lodge, who was about to retire. So that for about a year after this phony conviction, nothing happened to him, see, because Judge Lodge didn't want to get himself in trouble, but he also didn't want, you know, mess up his retirement. I'd like to see him spend his retirement in jail, in prison. Anyway, he has to rule according to law when the law is brought to the
I understand.
Court.
We can't do a law lesson right now because I have to do a final call.
I'm sorry. But I hope people will look up Gary DeMott on the Internet, D-E-M-O-T-T. I want so much to get this man out of jail, not just for humanitarian reasons, but because he's extremely important in the, you know, in what we're trying to do here.
All right, we'll check into it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Last caller, Frank in West Virginia, then I'm going to cover news. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Alex, just wanted to mention a couple things. I wanted to ask you, first of all, there's a fellow that's on your 9/11 documentary who looks like the SWAT team is after him. He's on the ground, dogs tearing at his crotch and his arm, and then they move in on him. I was just wondering, that guy, you said that you had interviewed him a long time ago, but I'd been listening the past 2 years, and I hadn't remembered hearing about him. Could you have him back on again?
Farrell Montgomery.
That's it, yes.
And, yeah, we had Farrell on. He's in Albuquerque, and he no criminal record. He is a carpenter, goes around doing carpentry jobs, and the cops pull him over. It just so happened the helicopter was there. The head of that news station has been kind of a liaison to the ADL. They just randomly picked the Patriot, had it all set up, and he steps out, hands up, they hit him with three tasers, the dog chews on him, they do all this, and then on the news, they hold up jumper cables and go, look, pipe bombs. Now, later the paper retracted that, but it's all just a training drill for what they like to do to you.
Oh, good grief.
Well, that, sir, they will, and I'm not being sarcastic, a bottle of aspirin now is a biological weapon, a chemical weapon, screwdriver is a machete. Jumper cables are plastic explosives. I mean, they do this all the time.
Yeah, they're
now arresting peace groups if they have rocks in their backyard that they say these were weapons.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the news. I'm not being sarcastic.
I believe you.
They're arresting people
crazy.
For potting soil. No drugs are found. People are getting 5 to 10 years for potting soil, cooking timers.
That would be
kitchens.
A powerful interview. I hope to hear it again sometime, or maybe find it on the archive. Is that on your website, maybe?
What was a powerful interview?
That I would like to hear that interview with Mr. Montgomery.
Man, that was... I probably interviewed Farrell. Let's see, Road to Tyranny came out...
would that be
downloadable? Road to Tyranny came out about a year and a half ago, so it's within the last year and a half.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll look for it. One more interview you might want to recall is Mr. Stanley. You'd mentioned him earlier, and you didn't recall who he was. Now, I didn't hear it all. Maybe I'm got things out of context because the reception is real poor. However, said some things about Mr. Stanley. Do you remember having him on your show? Because I do remember you interviewing this man.
No, you probably heard him on another show. He hasn't been on the show.
Are you sure? Cause,
yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, you might want to
listen to me for just a second, though,
sure.
Frank. Almost all the shows are basically sewing circles for people in one particular sliver of the Patriot movement. And yes, they know what they're talking about. Yes, they're as on as anybody can be. Yes, they're aware of what's going on. I wasn't talking about Mr. Stanley when I said that government violence. What I was saying is that they use things like marches on Washington and things like that to backfire against us, and they're very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my show, I mean, we had a caller in the first hour said, Brian in New York hasn't called in a while. Are you guys fighting with each other? I mean, you know, my show is not about what's this guy up to, what's that guy doing. Oh, I haven't heard this caller. Are y'all still friends? My show is about exposing the New World Order. And I'm not saying you're doing this, but so many of the Patriot leaders, I mean, all they do is attack each other. All they do is run around talking about the movement and each other all day. I keep my InfoWar weapons in the InfoWar focused downrange at the globalist at exposing and discrediting their system. Thanks for the call.
I
got to let you go because I got to really cover some news. That's another one of my frustration points here today. Now, you can call me back on tonight, 9 to midnight, or on Monday, 11 to 2, or earlier in the show. We took a lot of calls today. I mean, a whole passel of calls. That's good, because I usually make the callers sit there forever, and I didn't do that today. Oh, man, there's so much news I want to cover. I just want to recap a few things and then get in the next segment, get into some other stories we haven't covered. Blair sets out his view of the New World Order to Congress. This is out of the Herald. In England, and it says he called for a new world order to protect America and the UK and the world and civilization from Al-Qaeda, who is planning to attack again. History will judge them as proper and will forgive them if any of the evidence was false on Iraq. Wow. They're asking for forgiveness now as the people that blow the whistle are dying, like Dr. Kelly over in England who blew the whistle. And he said that the new world must have order. Yes, that's the headline. Blair sets out his vision of a new world order, and I believe any alliance must start with America and Europe as part of a global system. So he gave his little new world order speech, and Congress just loves the arch preacher. Continuing, U.S. had uranium papers earlier. Turns out that they've been caught lying again and again and again. They've had to reverse themselves because of documents. They're pulling big-time Clintons here, but I guess that's okay. They're Republicans. Well, Bush will sign the assault weapons ban, but I guess that's okay. Well, he's roping borders, but I guess that's okay. Well, he's protecting Bill Clinton, but I guess that's okay. Well, he's giving supercomputers to communist China, but I guess that's okay. On and on and on. Well, he signed on to UNESCO, but I guess that's okay. Well, he signed campaign finance reform, but I guess that's okay. Continuing, oh, he bloated the size of the government and increased a bunch of different taxes and cut one tax, but I guess that's okay. Democrat eyes potential grounds for Bush impeachment. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Bob Graham said on Thursday there was grounds to impeach President Bush if he was found to have lied to the American people. That's the pot calling the kettle black, folks, again. German cannibals charged with murder. Cover this when we get back. Talk about sick and twisted. A guy volunteered to be eaten. Scientist to clone mammoth. Taiwan shopkeepers unveil frankenfish. You can get a jellyfish crossed with a fish. But genetic engineering is no big deal. It's completely natural. It's good for you.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Grow fruits, vegetables, and flowers without chemicals with the help of Arbico. Eating healthy and preserving our earth has never been this easy. Go to Arbico.com today and you'll learn, like I did, about the beneficial organisms and chemical-free fertilizers that will make your garden absolutely breathtaking. I'm talking about the beauty that only the Creator can conceive, not the pesticide-ridden, genetically modified junk that most of us are used to. Your garden will look better and your produce will retain its nutrition. The benefits of organic gardening are endless. You'll even be saving money with Arbico's guaranteed low prices. Call them now at 1-800-827-2847 and receive free ladybugs with any beneficial insect order. My soil is richer, my air is cleaner, and most importantly, my children are healthier because of organic gardening. It's such a simple way to make this world a better place. So call Sherry and the good folks at Arbico today at 1-800-827-2847. Make sure you got that, 800-827-2847, or visit them at www.arbico.com. Saving the world has never been this simple because Arbico is organic gardening made easy.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, did you hear that Arbico ad? Man, I tell you, get a free pack of those ladybugs, put them on an ice cream sundae. Absolutely delicious. All right, an attempt at mindless humor. That is a good deal, though. I know Michael Trudeau is using those in his gigantic Wisconsin garden he's got. And don't have to eat all that pesticide. That's what they used to do in the past. Kind of a side issue. I know this is not an underhanded plug for Arbico. I don't know. It's Friday, last segment, and I got a headache today. I've been a little grumpy at the callers. I'm sorry. I'm just mad at the New World Order, folks. I am. I'm kind of like an alligator just snapping in all different directions here. Because I'm so mad at the New World Order. Talk about degeneracy, folks. I mean, this is degenerate. German cannibal charged with murder. BBC, a German man who confessed to killing and eating a man he met through a website for cannibals, has been charged with murder, prosecutors said. 41-year-old suspect identified as Armin M. is alleged to have killed 43-year-old victim in March 2001 in the town of Rothenburg in central Germany after meeting him through the site. Turns out that he's part of a group of 400-plus cannibals on one website who like to eat their body parts for sexual enjoyment. The suspect and victim, both apparently homosexuals, met in early 2001 after Armin M. is said to have posted a personal ad, several websites, and in the chat rooms asking for young, well-built men ages 18 to 30 to be slaughtered. The German daily newspaper Bill reported at the time of his arrest. The victim was 43-year-old Berlin computer technician who had sold his car, written a will, and taken the day off to sort out what he called a personal matter. And folks, I read about these homosexuals. They go down to Mexico to have a leg cut off, and then they lovingly slice salami meat off of it and bolognese and have little parties. And Rolling Stone, which is liberal, said, my gosh, a third of the gay men, homosexuals in San Francisco, want AIDS. I mean, folks, you talk about destructive lifestyle, I'll be arrested as a hate criminal for saying wanting to be killed and eaten is wrong. And the liberal groups are saying it's their right to be killed and eaten if they want to, and we're wrong to it. I'm serious. Whatever. Just fine, okay? Okay, I'm wrong. I'm an extremist, okay? I guess this is wholesome then. Scientists to clone mammoth. Again, all the neocons are saying how good genetic engineering is. It's all natural. Russian and Japanese scientists are hoping to clone mammoths, what they think are the legs of an extinct animal discovered in Russia's northern Yakutsk region. Specimens of the animal discovered last year have arrived in Kakiki University's in Giffey Science and Technology Center in western Japan. The bone marrow, skin, and muscle specimens frozen in nitrogen liquid look fine. They think another elephant can chestate it. Here's another one. Taiwan shopkeepers unveil frankenfish. Associated Press. Their weird glowing green color makes them look like they're swimming in nuclear plant spent fuel pond. But the zebrafish of sale in Taipei shops have an even stranger background. They're the latest in genetically modified fish. Their bodies contain DNA from jellyfish, making them similar and shimmer in the dark. So it's the Incredible Hulk fish. Never mind. The point here is these neocons are on TV and radio saying this is wholesome and good for you. And liberals are lying about it. Well, no, the liberals are busy trying to steal land. They could care less about this. Genetic engineering is out of control and is deadly dangerous and it's insane. And they don't know what the ramifications of this will be. And it's not all natural. And all mutations are not natural and good, as my cousin who works for IBM said in the genome program. Okay, just quit buying your own propaganda, folks. It's very dangerous. I'm out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get my videos. Don't wait. We need your support. We need your support. We're trying to grow here, trying to expand our InfoWar. We need your support. 888-253-3139 to get my videos, or InfoWars.com or net to order. 888-253-3139. Please support those who support freedom and liberty. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...